one of my favorite groups right there, James.
I don't know who that is.
Chicago.
That's a city, Bob.
Chicago this morning, kicking us off on the morning show on this Tuesday morning, 13th day. Looks like beautiful, sunny weather with an afternoon thunderstorm, a possibility today. And James Timberlake on the hot seat today.
Yeah, gleefully about 4 feet away from you.
Yeah.
Different than yesterday.
Different than yesterday.
Yesterday was...
You're like, yeah.
You were next to me. It's like we were singing a duet.
That's true. Hey, Stevie Wonder is 75, speaking of singing.
Yeah, legend.
Legend, 75 I love Stevie today. Wonder. I know. Great. Grammy-winning singer, songwriter. 1880 in Menlo Park, New Jersey, Thomas Edison performed the first test of his electric railway.
Cool.
Ooh. Way cool. 1607, going back. English colony, Jamestown, Virginia, is settled on the state.
Okay.
1846, the U.S. declares war on Mexico. 1884, the Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers is founded.
Okay.
1917, three peasant children near Fatima, Portugal, report seeing a vision of the Virgin Mary on this date in 1917.
Okay.
1918, the first U.S. airmail stamps.
Airmail stamps?
I know. It means...
We got to pay for those, too.
Yeah. We're issued. Now airmail is like common occurrence.
Yeah, true.
We don't have to pay special air...
Stamps fees? Stamps.
Yeah. 1940, Igor Sikorsky flies the first helicopter.
Oh.
Nice.
1940.
Yeah. 1958, Velcro trademarked its name.
Mm-hmm.
Registered. Velcro comes into existence. And 1939, the first commercial FM radio station in the U.S. was launched, Bloomfield, Connecticut.
Hmm.
The station later became WDRC-FM.
Cool.
Yes. Way cool. 1939. FM took a while to catch on, too.
And now here we are.
And here we are. Apple Pie Day, James.
Apple Pie Day.
Apple Pie Day. You like a good apple pie?
There's better pies, but I'm okay with an apple pie.
Okay with an apple pie?
Yeah, there's better pies, in my opinion. Definitely.
Come on, man.
Give me a it's key lime pie. Give me a...
It's American, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, but give me a cherry pie.
In fact, apple pie originated in European roots there, especially in England and Netherlands. Okay.
Then it's not the American pie.
Centuries before it became associated with American culture. As American as apple pie became a popular saying during World War II, symbolizing American values and home life and often used to express patriotism. That's why apple pie.
Weird.
Yeah. Traditional apple pie filling includes apples, sugar, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Oof.
Okay.
Good stuff there. Apple pie was once commonly eaten for breakfast in America. Hey. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. A little heated up. Heated up with a little ice cream.
Man, you're going to eat that and then take a nap afterwards after you eat it at 8 o'clock in the morning.
At 8 o'clock in the morning. Listen to this. This is interesting. I would never do this, though. A slice of cheddar cheese is a traditional topping for apple pie in some parts of the U.S.
Ew.
Like New England and the Midwest.
Ew.
Serving apple pie with sharp cheddar cheese.
That's right up your alley. You're the cheese guy.
I would try it just to see what it tastes like.
Yeah.
It just does not sound good.
That sounds terrible.
It does sound bad. And National Apple Pie Day, which is today.
So does
on this day.
So does Oreos and sour cream. And then I tried it.
And then you tried it.
And I was like, wow, this is just cream cheese frosting.
This is great. So Apple Pie Day today. Cough Drop Day today.
Oh, you sleep hack. You want to know a sleep hack? I got one for you. If you're having trouble sleeping, pop in a cough drop. It'll just knock you out. I don't know why. It works for me every time.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I have cough drops just laying by my bed.
Do you leave them in your mouth, fall asleep? Oh,
and
James.
And then they melt.
Man.
Dissolve and
like
you're...
choking hazard.
Yeah, but it's going to dissolve. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm putting a... It's not
yeah,
like I'm
but
putting,
it's going to take a while to dissolve.
No, it doesn't take that long. You just sit there and let it sit. you're good.
No way.
It also forces you.
I'd be afraid of people, choking.
Yeah, but people put cough drops in their mouth and they're sick all the time before they go to bed.
I know. Before you go to bed and you're still awake, though. But I'm not falling asleep with a cough drop in my mouth.
Not do it.
No
and then
way.
It also forces you to close your mouth, too. So
I'm not doing it.
Then you're breathing through your nose.
Nope, I'm not doing it. Okay.
Good. It works, though.
Okay.
It
well,
works
if it
like
works
a charm.
For you.
And then one day you're going to find, and I'm not going to come in and be like, yeah, he actually choked
no,
from a cough
no,
drop.
Don't even say that. Okay. Crouton day today. You like croutons?
Oh, yeah. You want to know a sleeping hack? No. Put some croutons.
Just put a crouton in your mouth and fall asleep. Now, I don't know why this is, but they say it's leprechaun day today. Really?
May 13th, leprechaun. Okay.
Oh, that's a random day.
It is a random day. I would have figured closer to St. Patrick's Day or something.
You'd think so. International Hummus Day. I love hummus.
You know, I've tried to get into hummus my entire life, and it just never clicks for me. Yeah.
It won't happen.
I've tried the flavored hummuses.
Right.
I've tried the regular hummuses.
Right. Yeah.
And I'll just never, never tastes very good for me.
Well,
it's bean dip, right?
Well,
essentially?
Basically, yeah.
I don't know. It's not for me.
I like it. Like it with
maybe if it was black beans.
I like it with regular, just saltine crackers.
Is there black bean hummus?
I don't know. I just
try that.
I usually buy the classic. Hummus.
See, I like black beans more than I like.
I mean,
more than any other bean. So I could do black bean hummus.
Okay,
good fiber too.
Excellent source of fiber. 2025 Major League Baseball season well underway, right?
Uh huh.
Attendance.
Yeah.
Up slightly.
Believe that.
Los Angeles Dodgers leading the way.
Of course. Unsurprising.
Major League best, 51,364 fans per game.
Does it say who the lowest is?
No.
No. There's a couple easy guesses in there, but you know.
Overly obvious headline here, James.
Mm-hmm.
Older workers are more likely to stay on the job when they have control over hours, workplace flexibility, and job autonomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Showering during the workday, James.
During the workday?
During the workday.
Okay.
Will help you become more productive.
Okay.
More creative, according to a study. For businesses, a restaurant, an architectural firm, advertising agency, and a lingerie company took part in this 8-week study. Employees took a shower break.
A shower break. Okay.
Yeah.
So it is smack dab in the middle of the day, I guess.
I guess. And results showed much improvement across the range of those areas.
Interesting.
You know, once in a while in the summer, depending on my schedule,
mm-hmm.
I will go home at lunch and I'll ride my bike.
Right.
And then take a quick shower.
See, that's the thing is I can't take quick showers. I'm a longer shower person.
Yeah, you live in it. I don't.
I used to lay down in the tub when I was taking a shower before I was getting ready for school. So I was like, let's get a couple extra minutes of shut-eye here.
All right.
Lay down for 10 minutes.
Okay.
I don't do that anymore, but I like my shower time.
Depending on my schedule and how things go in the summertime, because I like to ride bike,
mm-hmm.
I will run home and get a quick 45 minutes in and take a quick shower and get back home, back to work. And it does make
does it
a big
improve?
Difference. It does, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more awake.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and more alert.
I wonder how much of that is a workout, though, too.
Right, I love the workout, but...
More so than the shower.
Well,
more you riding the bike.
It's a quick shower.
Yeah.
It's a rinse-off shower.
Yeah, right.
I'd love to ride my bike in the morning
mm-hmm.
to work, but by the time I would get here...
I was gonna say, that's a long... Bike
I would be sweating like a stuck hog.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that to the employees.
Let's just get a shower up here. How about that? There we go.
Let's just add a shower
Problem
on,
solved.
Shall we? There you go. One more thing to clean.
Wonder how many offices have showers in their workplace. Probably not very many, if any.
I imagine a few do.
Yeah. But, few and far between, though.
Just kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't
know. To me,
I've never thought about that.
I haven't either.
don't know how often.
Nor will we do it.
I don't think I've ever taken a, like, I don't think I've ever taken a middle of the workday shower.
Really?
Ever.
Okay. Well, you should try it.
Yeah,
see
maybe.
What happens. You
but
never
then,
know.
You know, then I'm 3 hours late coming back from lunch because, you know, got to have the long shower.
You live in the shower. All right. We, four things you didn't know yesterday. Beaver Dam in Canada is so large, they said they can see it from space.
Yeah. I've seen images of that.
Yeah. And there's an estimated 1 million ants for every person.
Cool.
In the world.
Well, they're going to take over.
I know, right?
We'll have an ant Earth.
Right. Research found that the average 10-year-old owns 238 toys. I believe that.
Average 10-year-old owns 238 toys?
But they only play with 10 daily.
Wow. That's a lot of toys.
It is a lot of toys.
That's too many toys.
Yeah. You come
238.
To a point, right? Okay. 100 people injure their eyes using a drinking fountain every year.
Okay. How?
I am not using... Well, obviously they put their eye... You know,
they
got to
get
the dang close to it and suck it up.
To be fair,
something.
There's probably a larger amount that injure their eye by looking at the sun, too. So, you know.
First off, I'm not drinking out of a water fountain.
You got that. Okay. That's so anti you. The origins of you lived on the farm.
I know.
Are you
drank
me?
Yellowstone River
I know.
Water.
So drink out of the
without
water
any
fountain.
Problem at all with the cows in the same place.
Yeah.
But I won't drink out of a water
you
fountain.
You got dysentery, and you're like water fountain. No, thank you.
Fox News on the way next. James Timberlake Swap Shop. You listen to KROE Sheridan. Whoa!